How often do you eat fast food?
Ever wonder what's in it? Let's take a trip back to the 1950s. The fast food industry was in full swing. Fast food places had become popular dining stops everywhere in America. Today, the fast food industry in America hires more than 4 million workers to make and serve the fatty foods and cuisines offered at low prices to hungry patrons who often can dine in or dine out. However, there are two sides to this industry and different opinions on the topic. Are food preservatives as harmful as you think? Or are the food preservatives used in the fast food harmful for your health? So how much food preservatives and chemicals are there really in fast food? Should I be worried?
Food manufacturers use a lot of chemicals and preservatives in their food, not only to make it last longer, but to make it addicting, and in the end, cause obesity by tricking the brain and taste buds into wanting more and more. Food manufacturers spend massive amounts of resources on making their food as rewarding as possible to the brain, which leads to overconsumption.
So how do the chemicals negatively affect your body?
Research has proven that fast food has included behavior problems in people of all ages. The chemical, even if taken in small amount, can impact your brain negatively. 2 years ago, Health E-News outlined research which found that individuals who eat fast food are exposed to higher levels of potentially toxic chemicals called phthalates, which have been linked to health and behavioral problems in adults and children. Although sodium benzoate is usually considered safe for people who aren't sensitive to it, when combined with ascorbic acid and acidic foods, it can produce benzene, which may slightly increase your risk of leukemia and other types of cancer.
Do fast food chemicals affect children more than adults?
Well, some studies, such as Dr. Richard W. Pressinger's 1997 study, have concluded that artificial food preservative consumption is positively correlated with ADD and ADHD. So, the fast food chemicals affect both children and adults alike. Also, fast food and the chemicals in it have known to cause bloating and puffiness, blood sugar spikes, headaches, dental distress, and even heart disease and strokes.
Okay, on to the next side. Can food preservatives actually benefit you health-wise?
Well, according to Livestrong.com, approximately 1 out of every 6 Americans get a foodborne illness each year, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Without artificial preservatives to limit the spread of these organisms that cause these illnesses, this number might even be higher. Some of these illnesses, such as botulism, can be deadly. I guess that actually proves that food preservatives aren't all that harmful and actually help us in a way.
That's really interesting. So, do food preservatives make our food cheaper?
From the same article that I previously talked about, states, while wealthy countries like the United States, Britain, France, and the rest of the Western world might have the option of organic food without the preservatives, less fortunate countries might not. Preservatives enable food to be processed and stored for long periods of time to feed millions or even billions of people with cheap production costs, which means our food is also cheaper.
Nice. Aren't food preservatives unhealthy for you?
AZCentral.com states what many people don't know is that preservatives often naturally occur in nature. Natural sugars and salts are preservatives in and of themselves. Food can develop these preservatives to prevent their own decomposition or invasion by predator species. While this isn't the case for the vast majority of all preservatives found within a given product, natural preservation definitely does exist and occur outside of anthropogenic means.
Neat. Now that you have listened in about the different parts of fast food, the next time you go into a fast food place, you'll think more about what you're eating. Hopefully this opened your eyes a bit on the things that you are consuming. But you are the one that ultimately decides if you like it or not.